Well, hello there. Welcome back to Cozy Cryptid Podcast. I'm your host, Tanner. I'm your host, and we're in Brazil, guys. We're in Brazil, and we're talking about the Saci. Saci, I guess. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but we're talking about this cryptid, this mythological creature of Brazil. And we're going to tell some stories and talk about what it looks like and stuff. And this creature is how cryptid creature, being, I guess, Brazilian folklore, the Saci. Here we are now. Here we are, guys. Saci is a character from Brazilian folklore, often depicted as a one-legged mischievous trickster. The Saci is said to be a small black boy who wears a red cap and smokes a pipe. He is known for his mischievous and playing pranks on people, but he's not considered to be evil. Legend has it that the Saci lives in the forests of Brazil, where he is known for his ability to disappear and reappear at will. He's often depicted as hopping around on one leg, the other leg tucked up behind him. According to legend, the Saci is able to control the winds and is often blamed for whirlwinds and dust devils. He's also said to be able to transform himself into various animals, such as a bird or a black dog. The Saci is often treated as a protector of the forest and its animals, and he is said to punish those who harm nature. The Saci is a popular cult character in Brazilian folklore and is often featured in children's books, cartoons, and other media. He is celebrated in Brazil on Saci Day, which falls on October 31st, and is similar to Halloween in the United States. Overall, the Saci, if I'm saying this wrong, I'm so sorry. Overall, the Saci is an important part of Brazilian culture and his beloved character in the country's folklore.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Here's some stories about that feature. There are many stories of the legends of about the Saci in Brazilian folklore, like the story of the stolen pipe, the magic cap, story of the ungrateful hunter. And we tell a story about the stolen pipe. Here we go. Stolen pipe goes as follows. Sorry, I'm like blah, blah, blah. One day, a man was walking in the forest when he heard a strange voice calling out to him. As he looked around, he saw a small, one-legged figure with a red cap and a pipe. The figure introduced himself as the Saci, explained that he had lost his pipe and needed help finding it. The man was a kind-hearted soul and offered to help Saki find his pipe. However, as they searched through the forest, Saki kept leading the man in circles and making him more and more confused. After a while, the man realized that Saki was playing a trick on him. Feeling frustrated, the man decided to teach Saki a lesson. He used his own skills of trickery to steal Saki's pipe, which he hid in his pocket. When Saki realized what had happened, he was angry and demanded that the man return his pipe. The man refused to give the pipe back to Saki, apologized, so Saki apologized for playing tricks on him. Saki was forced to admit that he had been wrong and promised to never play tricks on a man or anyone else again. Following the man returned to the pipe to Saki, who was grateful for the lesson he had learned. From that day on, Saki was a changed creature and used his powers for good rather than mischief. This story teaches the lesson that it's important to be kind to others, but also to stand up for yourself and not let others take advantage of you. It also highlights the mischievous, ultimately good-natured character of the Saki in Brazilian folklore. I forgot it. Okay. The Magic Cap. Here's the story of the Magic Cap. Once upon a time, there was a poor boy named Pedrinho, who lived in a small village in Brazil. Pedrinho was a hardworking boy, but his family struggled to make ends meet. I've been there, boy. One day, Pedrinho ventured into the forest and came across a small, one-legged creature with a red cap and a pipe. The creature introduced himself as a Saki and offered Pedrinho a magic cap that allowed him to disappear and reappear at will. Pedrinho was skeptical at first, but the Saki convinced him by demonstrating the cap's powers. Saki gave the cap to Pedrinho, warned him to only use it for good purposes. Pedrinho was overjoyed with his new gift and decided to use it to help his family and friends. He disappeared and reappeared with food and supplies, and his family was amazed at his newfound abilities. However, Pedrinho soon learned the cap had its limitations and was unable to use it for selfish purposes. One day, a greedy landowner in the village earned up Pedrinho's magic cap and demanded that he give it to him. Pedrinho refused, but the landowner was determined to have it for himself. After a struggle, the landowner managed to take the cap from Pedrinho and use it for his own selfish purposes, such as stealing from his neighbors and causing chaos in the village. Pedrinho was heartbroken and didn't know what to do. He decided to seek out Saki in the forest and ask for his help. Saki was sympathetic to Pedrinho's plight and agreed to help him get the cap back from the landowner. Together, Pedrinho and Saki came up with a plan to trick the landowner and retrieve the cap. They used their own skills of trickery and deception to fool the landowner and retrieve the cap without causing harm to anyone. In the end, Pedrinho learned the importance of using his gifts for good and not letting others take advantage of him. He also learned the value of friendship and the power of working together to overcome challenges. The story teaches the lessons that it's important to use our gifts and talents for good purposes and to stand for ourselves and others when faced with injustice. It also highlights the mischievous but ultimately good-natured character of Saki in Brazilian folklore. The story of the ungrateful hunter is we're going to now. Once upon a time, there was a hunter who lived in a small village in Brazil. One day, while he was out in the forest, the hunter came across a small one-legged creature with a red cap and pipe. The creature introduced itself as the Saki and offered to help the hunter catch animals if he promised to share the spoils with him. The hunter agreed to the deal, and Asaki helped him catch many animals. However, when it came to divide the spoils, the hunter was ungrateful and refused to share with Asaki. Asaki was angry and decided to teach the hunter a lesson. Asaki caused chaos in the hunter's home, breaking dishes and causing things to go missing. Hunter was confused and couldn't figure out what was causing disturbances. Asaki continued to cause trouble until the hunters finally realized that he had made a mistake by not sharing with Asaki. The hunter apologized to Asaki and promised to share with his spoils with him in the future. Asaki forgave the hunter and stopped causing trouble in his home. From that day on, the hunter and Asaki worked together to catch animals and always shared the spoils equally. This story teaches the lessons that it's important to be grateful for the help of others and help keep our promises and treat others fairly. It also highlights the mischievous but ultimately good-natured character of the Asaki in Brazilian folklore and his willingness to forgive and teach important lessons to those who have done wrong. Asaki is a popular figure in Brazilian folk culture and as such inspired many works of art across various media. Here are a few examples. In literature, Asaki has been featured in many works of Brazilian literature, including children's books and folklore collections. Some of the most famous examples include Monteiro Lobato's Sítio do Pica-Pau Amarelo series, which features Asaki as a recurring character in Camera Casodos Dicionário do Folclore Brasileiro, a book of folklore of Brazil, which provides a comprehensive overview of Brazilian folklore, including the Asaki. In visual art, the Asaki has been depicted in various forms of visual art, including paintings, illustrations, and sculptures. Brazilian artist Tecila do Amarelo created a famous painting called Asaki Pere in 1921, which features a stylized interpretation of the Asaki. Other artists such as Ponte Lazzarotto and Zerardo have also created illustrations and cartoons featuring the Asaki. The Asaki has been featured in various Brazilian films and TV shows, including the anime series Sítio do Pica-Pau Amarelo and the film Asaki, which tells the story of a young boy who befriends the creature. Asaki has also inspired many Brazilian musicians and composers, particularly in the genres of samba and coro. For example, the famous samba composer Adrian Barbosa wrote a song called Asaki in 1953, which tells the story of a man who encounters the creature in the forest. Overall, Asaki has a significant impact on Brazilian culture and has inspired many works of art across various media. His mischievous and playful nature has captured the imaginations of generations of Brazilians, and he continues to be a beloved figure in the country's folklore. Another great story, another great figure of very trickster-like, very much, I'm getting much like Peter Pan vibes from this folklore, from the Asaki, like a Brazilian version of the Peter Pan. Very tricker, not Peter Pan per se. It was like a good, like, trickery, like a gremlin, kind of like plays tricks on you and like messes with stuff and mischievous and stuff. Or come out here. Just hit me up on Twitter or something or TikTok and tell me what I'm talking about. What I'm thinking of, lost kind of. Alright, so let's continue on. I said for this episode, thank you for joining me in this episode talking about the Asaki and the Brazilian folklore, and follow me on the TikToks and the Twitters and the Facebooks and the Instagrams and all that jazz and Twitters, Cozy Crypto Podcast, Cozy Crypto Pod. Remember to leave a review and comment rating on your Spotify or iTunes or whatever. Google Podcasts, doesn't matter. Everyone bring it, helped some more people, and share it with your friends and all that. Blah blah blah. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening in this episode of the Cozy Cryptid Podcast. That is Cozy Cryptid Podcast. Bah, 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 bah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.